Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Imelda Wallace, and I am your host today for our Mastermind Saturday Blog Talk Radio Show. I like to welcome all of our IMA members, as well as the old callers and new callers that are on the line with us this morning. We like to welcome you to our show and encourage the show of Mastermind is where we encourage others to become a better you. And I'd like to share, before we get started, I'd like to share our mission statement with you. The mission of the IMA is to bring together people of like mind in an atmosphere of support and encouragement to set, discuss, and achieve life goals, holding each person accountable to becoming their best. As all of you on the call know, we are 7 days out from our 13th annual meeting, which will be held in sunny Boca Raton, Florida. Our goal today, we will focus on a series of questions. And before I start, who do I have on the call with me this morning?
Happy New Year. This is Danielle McNeil.
Good morning, Danielle. How are you?
Great. Good morning. And another Happy New Year. This is Anne McNeil, the Master Builder, Building Stronger and Better Lives.
Thank you for our president joining us this morning. Happy New Year.
And one more Happy New Year. This is Vaughn Young, member of the Plan with Intention Mastermind Group.
Good morning. How are you? And Happy New Year. Well, we have a series of questions today that we're going to focus on because we're 7 days out from our annual meeting and we like to encourage others to come and attend and be a part of and part of IMA. And the series of questions that I have today is, why should people mastermind? Why should they attend the conference? What has been your experience for mastermind? And how do we encourage others to register and attend? And so, Danielle, if you all need me to repeat the questions, just let me know ahead of time, and I will.
But I'd like before to start, you start the questions, can I just go to the introduction for a second?
Yes, I apologize.
No problem. Thank you.
The International Mastermind Association is a group of like-minded individuals who have come together based on the mastermind concept espoused in Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. As masterminders, we commit to coming together as a group on a regular basis for a coordination of knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. We come together to share knowledge with one another, support each other in setting and achieving our goals, and hold one another accountable to what we commit to do for ourselves. We set goals in 10 areas of our lives: spiritual, family, health, financial, business, civic, personal, educational, recreational, creativity. You must have goals and plans if you are going to succeed in any endeavor. After all, successful people have plans. Napoleon Hill said, quote, education, knowledge, and influence are more powerful than any exchange of money, end quote. For more information about International Mastermind Association, visit us on the web, internationalmasterminders.com, or once again, Facebook the group, International Mastermind Association.
Thank you for that introduction, Dr. Ann. Danielle, are you on the call with us?
I am still here, yes.
Okay. Do you need me to repeat the question?
Yes, I do. Thank you.
Our first question is, why should people mastermind? Second question is, why should they attend the conference? What has been your experience?
Hold on now, Melvin. You know, you can't give me all of them at the same time.
Okay, all right. I apologize. Well, let's just start with the first question. Why should people mastermind, and what has been your experience? I'll join those two questions together.
Okay, well, why should people mastermind, and what has been my experience? Well, because I have Rose and Vaughn on the line, I can't really lie about my experience, so I won't even try that. But why should people mastermind? You know, my mother had me reading a book. What book was that? The Wisdom of Andrew Carnegie, the interview book between Carnegie and Napoleon Hill?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And in the book, Andrew Carnegie mentions, and correct me, Mom, if I'm wrong, but Andrew Carnegie mentions that that Jesus was the first masterminder. So I do have to answer the question. Why should people mastermind? People should mastermind because Jesus masterminded. That's the light answer, but the real answer is because we all desire something. Everyone desires something. And because no man is an island, we need people. And so what better way to obtain the things in life that we want, and I'm not just speaking about tangible things, but what better way to obtain the tangible and intangible things of life than to get with people who are of like mind and like spirit, who equally want similar things or want things in life. And again, I'm not talking about, you know, cars and homes and money and stuff like that, but better relationships and all sorts of things. So masterminding is a necessity because, again, no man is an island, and we all need people as a sounding board. I was with a new and very, 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 very good friend yesterday, and we were talking about masterminding, as a matter of fact. We were talking about the concept of masterminding up. So, again, my answer would be, you know, to have a sounding board, to have a support system. Yeah, that's my answer. And the next question was, what's the next question? Oh, what has been my experience, right?
Correct, yeah.
Okay. What has been my experience? Okay, well, anyone who knows me knows I was not, absolutely not, feeling this mastermind thing. I hear someone laughing. Sorry about that. Initially, in the beginning, when I was much, 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 much younger, it just wasn't, I wasn't there. And you know what? You're supposed to say what, Imelda?
Yes, what? I apologize.
Okay. Yes. And you know what?
What?
There's a mindset that you have to be in order to mastermind, actually. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that is if you're a person with trust issues and those sorts of things, You're not ready. You're not ready. So there's a place that you have to be. There's really a place that you have to be in order to mastermind. So my experience previously, because of some other issues and experiences that I had, I wasn't there. So I wasn't even open to it. And because I wasn't open to it, it wasn't a good experience for me. Here lately, it has been extremely beneficial because I'm open to it. I'm more open to growing now than I was a long time ago. I'm open to constructive feedback. I'm open to devouring reading material. I'm just more open. So you have to be open. There's a place of openness that you have to be in order to have a successful masterminding experience.
Right. Okay. Very interesting.
Danielle?
Yes.
This is Vaughn.
Oh.
And, yeah, you know I'm going in. Listen, I'm glad you straightened that first answer out, because that was just like the shallowest answer that I've ever heard. Jesus was the first mastermind. Okay.
But he was. Yes. He had a group of people. Wait a minute now. He had his own circle. And even within his circle, he had a few that he was closest to. And they masterminded on a spiritual level.
And I'm not denying that. That's fact. But the question, like, yeah, the reason why you should mastermind is because of Jesus. The reason the reason we should do a lot of things is because Jesus did it. He was the example. You did.
Right. But you know, I had to make sure, because a lot of people did not know that. See,
that the world know it.
Yes, exactly. We're here to educate the masses on the importance, the significance of masterminding, especially for those who are not familiar with it.
Definitely.
And Danielle,
moving along.
Yes, Danielle, I apologize. Yes. Danielle, actually, that was the first time that I've heard that, so I thank you for sharing that. It's very interesting.
Thank you.
Very interesting. Yes, very interesting.
Yes.
And to add to that, I think that even in my masterminding, I always sit down to pray first before I do anything to seek him for direction before I start writing out my goals and my plans. So thank you. And who's in that dialogue with you? Is that Rufus or Vaughn?
That's Vaughn.
Vaughn.
That's Vaughn.
Vaughn. Why
I know you did not just confuse me for Rufus.
I wanted to make sure I call your name correctly, and I didn't want to.
Right. So what has been your experience?
Oh, boy. My experience has been somewhat like Danielle's. Just similar to her, Miss Ann introduced this to me about 20 years ago, and with the respect I had for her, of course, I'm a college student. I was already into reading books anyway. It was just another book to read at the time. It wasn't, I didn't see where it was going to be a way of life for me. And about 8 or 9 years later, I received the book again from Miss Ann. The crazy thing is, this time I was another kind of student. I was actually incarcerated when she sent me the book again, and I read it, and I'm like, yeah, this is cool. And I came home with a whole new mindset of who I wanted to be and where I wanted to be in life. I'm still not masterminding. I'm just focusing on where playing chess. I'm focusing on how I'm going to make my next move. Well, it wasn't until as of late we moved from the East Coast to the West Coast, my family and I, and things were just like aligning themselves where I should have been able to. I don't want to say successful. I should have had a level of growth because the cards were lining up for me. And then it wasn't until I sat down and I'm like, God, you've given me all of these avenues to go and I still can't get it right. What am I doing wrong? And I went back to the things that Miss Ann had been teaching for years, for those 19 years. And now I'm able to see that through masterminding. And Danelle, you said that you mentioned tangible and intangible things in our lives that we all want. Very true. But I think the tangible things are the things that we are able to govern, so to speak. It's something that we can actually say, oh, it really works in this area, not realizing it works in every area. So now that I focused on getting my business off the ground, and I focused on and actually set goals to do these things, they're starting to come. The tangible and the intangible are starting to come into order with, I'll say this, and I don't want to go to church, with God's perfect will for my life. You know, it wasn't until I started really masterminding, which has been just recently, that it really starts to come together. And I believe this, that we all, whether we're masterminding or not, we're all held accountable in some way or another to someone. It's better if we're being held accountable to people with like minds and like spirits. You understand what I mean? People that we share our vision and our goals for our life, and they've shared theirs, and we're working together cohesively as a team to make sure that not only Vaughn succeeds, but Danelle succeeds. You know what I mean? And if there's a grain of information that Vaughn discovers that maybe Danelle needs, it's my duty as her mastermind partner as well as her big brother, it's my duty to pass that information on to her. And I may only have a grain of information, but a grain can actually grow into a whole farm. You know what I mean? So that's my experience with mastermind.
And you know what? This is Danelle. Mike, actually, one of our group members, Mike, says it best. He says, and someone correct me if I'm probably going to be wrong, but he says, the decisions that you make, maybe I shouldn't be trying to quote him. Something like the decisions that you make or your decisions affect at least 100 other people or one other person. Vaughn, you remember him saying something like that?
That's correct. Let Mike answer that. Go ahead, Mike, answer it.
Oh! That's,
yeah.
Good morning.
Hey! My bad.
But that's absolutely
okay, you say it.
Excuse me, I'm sorry. And Mike, after you're done, we have Rufus that likes to chime in on this conversation.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. But every decision that you make, it affects at least 100 people.
Okay.
Right. So, you know, if we think about that, and I think about that often, especially when I'm not doing something that I should be doing, I think about how many people, how many lives my not doing it, in essence my disobedience, how many lives it will affect. You know, so when you think about the fact that masterminding is not a bad thing, it's very beneficial for life and for strength and health and all of that kind of stuff, you know, like how can you not? So that's it. Thanks, Mike. Good morning. Happy New Year.
Good morning. And, okay, this is Jose Melba. Do we have Rufus on the call? Rufus, are you there?
Well, maybe he's not there. So
Okay. Until
we can get him together, let's keep it moving.
Right. Okay, yes.
My apologies, this is Ann. He was on a different line, but I would like to chime in while he's changing the number. This is Ann McNeil again, the master builder, building stronger and better lives. And one of the reasons why I mastermind is to have a strategic life plan and to understand not only where I've been, not only where I am, but especially where I'm going, and having a vision and an imagination and a really, really a real strong desire for why am I going there? And my mastermind group helps to hold me accountable even at times when that plan is not as clear or written. So that's one of the reasons why, you know, personally I mastermind, and I really want to take this opportunity to thank all of you for deciding to have a vision, have a goal for your life. And I think that one of the things that both Danielle and Vaughn said are so awesome, because they were both students. It took them 5, 10, 15 years to go from one point in their life to another point of a conscious realization that what they were doing would not get them where they wanted to be. And I say that because I really want to encourage all of us to be patient with people and also be patient with ourselves, you know, because this is a journey. It is not a destination. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Ann McNeil. And also, I'd like to share my experience. It's a female that I host for today. I can say that, and as I think about what Ann said in reference to Mastermind, introduced to Danielle and Vaughn, as it was introduced to me, I didn't really start masterminding until 2 years ago, but it was introduced to me a long time ago. I'll never forget at New Birth with Ann and Nefreda. And I just didn't get on board until just recently. And in all honesty, I just started reading my manual again from the beginning, and I realized in some areas where I missed that I did not pay attention, and I now know why I not completed some of the goals set forth. So I am really, it is really a blessing to be a part of Astrobot, my life, and the group that I'm a part of is called Sponsor. And it's very interesting, and I'm excited, more excited than I've ever been about Mastermind. That's because I took the time to start over. And I posted something yesterday, 2 days ago on my Facebook page, that starting over isn't easy, but because you realize that you missed some things. And so I encourage you all that are a part of the group and that have not read your menu from beginning to end, or those of you that will be joining us, to make sure you purchase your manual when you attend our annual meeting next Saturday. And did Rufus get back on the?
No, not yet. Actually.
Okay.
And I had a lot of noise in the background, so I just wanted everybody to know to please raise your hand, because I had to mute everybody to stop the noise, so that we could hear whoever's speaking. So if you just raise your hand, and I think, Stephanie, I'm opening your line. Go ahead, please. And Vaughn, and everybody else.
And we have on the call with us Vaughn and Stephanie.
Well, good morning.
Stephanie.
Okay.
How are you? Happy New Year to everyone.
Happy New Year to you. Do you want to make a comment this morning?
Yes, I want to answer that first question, why should people mastermind?
Mm-hmm.
I know very few people just jump in their car and go driving around, or if you're heading somewhere, most people have a GPS or a Google Map, MapQuest. They find out where they're going, so it takes them less time. They don't have to be driving around and searching around. And that is what Mastermind is. It's a vehicle to get you where you want to go in the shortest amount of time. Because it's like Ms. Ann always says, you know, you need a roadmap to point you in the direction you want to go. You don't just want to just jump on in your car and just take off driving, hoping you'll find the place or find where you're going. So masterminding is a vehicle to help you get to your destination in the shortest amount of time possible. So that is why people should mastermind. That is why I am masterminding. It's not a perfect process. Even with MapQuest, sometimes it leads you astray. And
yes,
your GPS, as we know, sometimes can take you on the wrong road because if it's not been updated. So that's also a part of the process. but it definitely is more helpful having a plan and a guide, and Mastermind is that plan and that guide.
I like that. Thank you. Very interesting. Yes, and we're going to take our commercial break at this time. So if you have any questions, those of you on the call, please press 1 and we'll know that you have a comment or a question. Thank you. We'll be right back.
Start your year with full accountability and balance. Join the International Mastermind Association Friday and Saturday, January 11th and 12th, 2013, for the International Mastermind Association Annual Retreat in beautiful Boca Raton, Florida. The International Mastermind Association Annual Retreat is a day and a half of accountability, creating, sharing, and celebrating goals and accomplishments with like-minded individuals that are living their lives on purpose. You don't want to miss it. For registration and more information on this life-enlightening event, please visit our website at internationalmasterminders.com.
Okay, good morning. Thank you. We're back on the call, and now I've been told that we have Rufus joining us. Good morning, Rufus. Hello.
Well, good morning. This is
not quite.
This is
not
Vaughn.
Okay.
This is Vaughn.
Well, we've been trying to get Rufus on the line with us, and so we'll just wait until he comes on and chime in. But did you, Vaughn? You had a comment?
I have two comments.
Okay.
The first comment is for whoever is on the line that's making popcorn. I like butter on my popcorn, so if you would please have me an order ready. That would be great. The next thing is, I think her name is Miss Stephanie. Miss Stephanie, I really love that analogy. And as it goes, I think I can add on to that analogy, and I'm going to use that. That analogy is great, and I realize that within that analogy, when you're traveling, and you're using your GPS, there are always landmarks. And I think the tangible things that we all strive to have are the landmarks that we're able to see and identify right away. You know what I mean? So I wanted to add that. That's a beautiful analogy, and I will utilize it.
Yeah, I like Stephanie's illustration. It was very interesting, and I'll hold on to that myself. And now to my ending. Good morning, Rufus.
Good morning.
How are you?
I am doing magnificent. How are you all?
Hi. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well. You know, it's great to be able to plug into this inspirational conversation. You know, we have a hairy chest representative over there, Brother Vaughn, and I came to back him up. Not that he's not capable, but I love these good sisters, and I know that they can pull a power move on you in a minute. Yeah, but you know what? My mama say, whatever it is, you can't live with it, and you can't live without it. Don't want to live without it. So, you know, that's a beautiful thing also.
Amen.
Thank you for joining us this morning. Were you able to hear our questions this morning?
I just heard the discussion, you know, young lady was giving the analogy of the GPS, and you're right, and, you know, even, you know, like Vaughn said, you're looking for the landmarks, and sometimes, you know, even with the new GPS, because we live in a changing world, sometimes the information that is in your global positioning system, it may not be up to date. Which means that MapQuest can potentially lead you into a space that is not exactly where you want to be. Now, GPS was initially a military system, and when you do geo coordinates, when we do map reading, it is designed to get you to within 50 meters of the target or 10 meters of the target. And GPS, if the information is not updated, you sometimes will be off. But the beautiful thing about GPS, it's a mechanical system, but GPS doesn't stop you from accessing the network, which is that live feed of human beings in a mastermind agreement to be able to pull in some ground truth, as they say in the military. Yeah, I know what the intelligence data said, I know what the radar said, but the general says putting a call down to Joe, Private Joe Snuffy down on the ground. Private Joe, my system says this, but as you look through the binoculars and tell me what's in front of you, and he gives you the real deal picture of what's going on in front of him and what's going on the ground. So, you know, even though we have that GPS, the beauty of the mastermind process is a connection of people of like mind and who are shooting at the same objective. And that's the power of that.
Okay, thank you. Well, Rufus, our question today, the first question we asked today was, why should people mastermind and what has been your experience? And I know that we have some other callers on the line, so if you have any questions or comments, please press 1 to raise your hand. But, Rufus, I'm going to ask you the question now that you've joined us. We've been waiting for you. What has been, why should people mastermind and what has been your experience?
Well, the reason I believe that we should mastermind, I mean, you look at, we're doing it already. Those of us that, even those of us who think that we're going it alone, you know, the old hymn says, no man is an island, no man stands alone. And there's nothing of, you say, well, when I go to my swimming pool in the back of my house, I swim by myself. But, yeah, you swim by yourself because someone masterminded with you some years ago and you retained the information, the knowledge, and experience, therefore giving you the confidence to swim from one end of your pool to the other. So if you've ever been successful, you've been successful, it's because you have come to league with individuals, whether it's husband or wife, sister, brother, friends, or business partner, and so essentially what mastermind is doing is taking that sometimes accidental process and formalizing it and making it intentional. So what we do is we break it down, whether it's baking a cake, whether it's raising your children, whether it's working on your marriage, whether it's starting a business, whether it's inventing something, writing a book, or what have you, and we put it in a formula where it's guaranteed to be more successful. And it makes you smarter because not only that, you have access to more brains, you know, and people who are pulling for you, cheering for you, and helping you shape whatever destiny that you've crafted for yourself.
Right. Okay, thank you. And I'm told that we have Arthur Neer Merritt on the phone that would like to make a comment or answer our question. Good morning, Neer, and Happy New Year.
Good morning to you, too. You were told that I wanted to make a comment?
I wanted to ask the question to you.
Okay, Happy New Year.
Did you hear the question, Happy New Year?
Thank you so much.
Well, I was told that you were on the call, I should say. Let me correct myself. But I would like for you to answer our question if you'd like to join in.
Sure, go right ahead. You just have to pardon me. I'm not feeling well this morning, but I do listen in from time to time. But go ahead.
Okay, our question this morning is, why should people mastermind and what has been your experience?
I think people should mastermind so that they can have guidance and direction as to where they would like to go in life. Other than that, we can get so caught up in the day-to-day routine of going to work and coming home, going to church and coming home. Oftentimes, people have goals and things that they want to achieve. caught up in their mind, and it's kind of scattered, and it's here and it's there, and it's in their heart and it's in their mind. But once they take it out of their mind, which is that invisible place, and pull it into the natural realm, they've actually brought concrete form to what it is that they want to accomplish, and it's clear. So they've given birth. We all know that everything has two births, the mental birth and then the physical. So once they take it out of the mental realm and drag it into the natural realm, they can see it, and it's more clear to them, and it gives them a better motivation of what to do in terms of manifestation. And then after they can see that goal clearly, then they can start to divide that goal up into action steps, and then the timeline becomes clearer to them. So I think that people should mastermind because it gives them direction, it gives them vision, it gives them clarity, and then it gives them a timeline. As for my experience in mastermind, it's actually been phenomenal. Had it not been for my masterminding, my mastermind group, my mastermind leader, Ms. Ann McNeil, and my accountability partners, I would not have accomplished as much as I have accomplished in my life. Because when you mastermind, what you're doing is feeding off of the knowledge, the intelligence, and the background of other people. And they're helping you to build concrete goals for what it is that you'd like to achieve. And you're doing the same for them. So it's really been a blessing to me. I've been masterminding over 20 years. And my friends and my sons and everybody that I know, I talk to them about mastermind too, because it really is a great blessing.
Thank you so much, Dr. And we hope you feel better today and that you get the much-needed rest that you need.
Thank you so much. Yes, and I've
seen the manifestation. I often, when I talk about mastermind to other people, I always tell them about the group that started with you and Dr. Ann and others, and how I've seen that you all set your goals over the years, and I think that you all are celebrating 20 years. Am I correct?
Yes, we are.
Yes, and I've explained to them that a lot of the goals and dreams and visions that you all had have manifested in your lives, and it is truly a blessing to see that. And so we just thank God for you, Dr. Ann, the gift that God has given her to even start Mastermind.
And, absolutely.
Yes, absolutely. So thank you very much for joining us today, and we pray your speedy recovery.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that, and I pray a prosperous and happy, peaceful new year for everyone that's on the line, and may it be filled with lots of joy.
Thank you. Dr. Ann, is it time for us to take a commercial break?
Hi, Imelda?
Yes.
This is Danelle.
Oh, Danelle, okay.
I just wanted to say good morning to Mia. And I like her answer a lot better than mine, so I'm going to go with her answer for my answer from earlier this morning.
Okay. All right.
He can't chime in twice.
Is that Vaughn?
That's cheating, Danelle.
That's why we mastermind Vaughn, so that we can draw from the energy, not pull, but
yes.
We can draw.
Yes.
You know, the Bible does tell us to draw near so that we can draw from the energy of others, their energy and their contribution. So that's what I'd like to do.
I'd like to
draw from her response.
You know what that translates into?
What?
It translates into it's better to cheat than repeat.
We know how you got through school now. But actually a comment that I wanted to make earlier was when I was having a conversation with someone yesterday and she was sharing that she has always set goals. She was really good at setting goals, but when she learned the masterminding concept especially the masterminding concept through the International Mastermind Association, she learned the missing pieces. She learned what the disconnect was between her mastery of setting goals and the actual realization and accomplishment of those goals. So that's another response to why people should mastermind. A lot of people know how to set goals, but a lot of people don't know how to take those goals and turn them into the life that they desire. And that's what masterminding through the International Mastermind Association can help us do.
I'll agree that, because I remember setting my goals and never seeing them come, the manifestation of them, that things come to pass until I joined Mastermind. And even watching those that were before me, as I said before, those that started the group, I watched them and I was right there with them and I didn't join in. And I wasn't ready. I had to be ready.
Mm-hmm.
My mindset had to change. And it did, and I'm grateful to God for that, because now I'm on the right track. I often tell people how Danielle, your mother, Dr. Ann McNeil, would every time I would run from her when I see her, because she wanted to know what I was doing, what's your goal, what's your plan, and I didn't have one, and I was too embarrassed to tell her that. So I would run from her, but now I draw nearer to her.
See?
I did the same thing. Listen, Miss Ann was, I would see Miss Ann's number on my phone. I would look and say, oh God, what does this lady want? And I would answer, not to be rude, but I would talk around everything and say, okay, I gotta go.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I can dig where you're at. I can dig exactly where you're at, because, like Danielle said, if you're not ready for it, it's just a seed. And that seed isn't deposited into any soil, it's deposited into your hand. Until you're ready to plant that seed, it'll never grow. It'll never grow.
That's right. Well, at this time, we need to take our next commercial break. So we'd like for you all to just hold fast, and we'll be right back with you.
Start your year with full accountability and balance. Join the International Mastermind Association Friday and Saturday, January 11th and 12th, 2013, for the International Mastermind Association Annual Retreat in beautiful Boca Raton, Florida. The International Mastermind Association Annual Retreat is a day and a half of accountability, creating, sharing, and celebrating goals and accomplishments with like-minded individuals that are living their lives on purpose. You don't want to miss it. For registration and more information on this life-enlightening event, please visit our website at internationalmasterminders.com.
Thank you, and welcome back to our show. We'd like to say good morning to Cynthia. Cynthia, are you there?
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Good morning. How are you? Yes, we can hear you. Happy New Year.
Oh, Happy New Year to everyone. I'm Cynthia Hopkins Brown. I'm calling from Washington, D.C., your president, Barack Obama, hometown right now. And I wanted to call in and say, Danielle, the example she gave on someone setting goals sounded like my story, because I raised my son reading the Napoleon Hill, and I was a teenage mom, and I went through the process of doing everything he said in the book, and I had never fulfilled the mastermind part of it. And some years ago I met Anne, and we got to talking, and she told me about this mastermind group. And I had only met Anne once, and I called when we were on the phone. I told her, I said, that's the missing part of my life. That's what I need. Everything else I knew about, I didn't have to be convinced about. I had read the book. I knew all the different chapters, but I had never mastermind. And so I would encourage everyone, the reason why you have to mastermind, the one thing that Ann has done is she has created a system and a roadmap that you, like we talk about the GPS, you don't have to try to figure it out. You can read the book and actually just follow. She has all the steps that you have to follow in order to achieve whatever goal you want to achieve. And that's the thing that's so great about masterminding. Even with Napoleon Hill and reading the book, there's things that you like, he said, you got to read it twice a day, or you got to do what? You got to do what?
Yes.
I'm not reading that twice a day. Oh, I forgot to read that twice a day. But if you are in a mastermind group, you
right.
have to be accountable. And you say something that's as easy as I'm going to drink 8 ounces of water today.
Mm-hmm.
It may seem trivial, but a lot of people don't necessarily drink water. So
yeah.
if you set a goal that you're going to drink water and your mastermind partner or somebody in your group says, did you drink it? Oh, no, I didn't drink it. Well, okay, maybe you should drink 2 ounces or 4 ounces versus trying to drink 8 ounces. And then you don't feel like you're such a failure when you're doing
right.
things on your own.
Right.
You know?
And it helps.
It helps so much to be able to talk to someone. And having like-minded people that you can share the things that you achieve and people celebrate with you versus people being envious of you. Those, all those things. There's so many things that people want to achieve in life, and
mm-hmm.
they just don't think that they're good enough. They don't know how. This, is to me, is the place of where you come to be able to say there's nothing in life that you can achieve. If you set the goal, you go through the process, and you have a group of people that's going to cheer you on. They're
yes.
going to say, yay, you did it.
Yes.
Versus
and it helps.
Why are you doing that, you know? And the one
right.
thing when I was listening to everybody giving examples about things, the one thing I thought about, people mastermind in all areas that may not look like their success. When you have a group,
right.
you ever heard an example where people say you become who you hang around?
Right.
That to me the same thing as a mastermind. You become who you hang around. If you if you hang around successful people, you're going to become successful.
Right.
You hang around people that drink, you're going to drink.
Right. And
it's still, it may not be even the goal that you set for yourself, but you don't even realize that those are the goals that you're setting in the mastermind group that you're a part of.
Right. I apologize. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, so what we do as being in the part of the International Masterminders, we show you success in ways in your life that
right.
you would never would have imagined. I always say God has the ability to show you things to the infinite ability. He has the infinite, things that if we can't even possibly perceive. But in our mind, if we put something down that we want to achieve, the universe, God, whatever name you want to call it, helps you through your mastermind group to achieve everything that you want. Because there's nothing, if you can, I forget how to say it, if you can think it, if you can see it, believe it, you can achieve it.
All right. Thank you so much, Cynthia, for that. And you were talking about friends. I noticed even my circle of friends have changed since I've been masterminding. But it's very important for us to be a part of a group, because it helps
mm-hmm.
us be accountable for what we've written on paper. But I'd like to go to our caller. Well, thank you so much, Cynthia, and we thank
right.
God for you, and keep stay warm up there in D.C.
Oh, yeah, it is cold. Thank you.
We have a caller on the line with the last 4 digits, 7496, and I think that you have your hand raised. Good morning. Are you there?
Yes, good morning. I'm here. My name is Kendi Ward. Happy New Year, everybody. I'm the president, CEO, and chairman of the WAFME Mastermind Group. Well, I'm just kidding. I'm just a member of the WAFME Mastermind Group.
Hello?
Kendi, you're more than just a member. You're a mastermind and you're a force.
Can you hear her? I can't hear her.
It sounds like there was a short in the call drop. I don't know whether the earpiece came unplugged.
Well, we'll wait for her to get back on the call. In the meantime, while we're waiting for her, I'd like to ask another question. Why should people attend the conference, and how do we encourage others to register to attend?
Here's the thing. I just sent it out to a group of individuals, and I'm going to push it out to some more friends. But I teach high school. That's my day job, and what the young lady from DC said about, I tell kids all the time, write down the last five books that you read that you didn't have to read for school, and then list me your five closest friends. Allow me to look at that, and I can give you kind of a compass direction of where you're going, potentially going in the next couple of years. And so the Mastermind Association and coming to this conference, you know, because a lot of us sit up in church and and on watch night, and we make these New Year's resolutions about what we're going to do, which they sound very good, and they even look good on paper, but then when they get lost in the bottom of their underwear drawer, their sock drawer, you know, they fade from our memory. Then we begin to feel guilty about them around about November, because we know we didn't do what we said we were going to do.
Mm-hmm.
The reason that you need to be here at the Mastermind annual event is because, one, you're with around people who are more than likely serious about bringing to fruition the things that they're trying to do, whether it's improving their health, improving their family connections, or working on their finances, starting a business, or expanding and becoming more than they presently are. So here is a conclave of individuals who are serious about it. They've been formally working on it. They read and support and actively engage their minds on becoming successful in every aspect of their life. So what better place could you be? No knock on church and no knock on that, but still, this is the application process. This is a place where you are formally groomed, taught, shown, sometimes have your hand held as you're walked forward into what you desire, and that's to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm listening. What better place can you be? Now, you know, going to the gym is great, but basic training is even better. But then the backside of basic training is you got to be in the military. But this is a basic training where you have the ability to strike alliances with individuals who can help you as you help them. You know, she said, I'm just a member. No, you're more than a member because you bring something to the table. So this is the place that you need to be for one day.
Thank you
to
so
get
much.
It started.
And we have Kennedy back on the line with us. Are you there? Good morning. Kennedy? Okay, maybe we're still trying to get her back on. Dr. McNeil, I'd like to share our commercial in reference to the IMA conference at this time.
All right, thank you.
start your year with full accountability and balance. Join the International Mastermind Association Friday and Saturday, January 11th and 12th, 2013, for the International Mastermind Association Annual Retreat in beautiful Boca Raton, Florida. The International Mastermind Association Annual Retreat is a day and a half of accountability, creating, sharing, and celebrating goals and accomplishments with like-minded individuals that are living their lives on purpose. You don't want to miss it. For registration and more information on this life-enlightening event, please visit our website at internationalmasterminders.com.
Thank you. Okay, we are now 5 minutes to our call ending, and I'd like to, at this time, if any of you like to, if you have any comments or questions before we end our show.
Imelda.
Yes.
Yes, we have, Kendi is back. I know, I'm not sure she heard, but Lawanda's been waiting for quite a while, and she just raised her
Lawanda,
hand. So
I apologize, Lawanda. Good morning.
Good morning, and how are you?
Fine. Happy New Year. I apologize.
No worries. No worries. I'm just joining in not long ago. And so I caught the tail end of what Rufus was saying about why we should attend the IMA meeting, the annual meeting. And the only thing that I wanted to add to what he was saying is that there's a lot of energy in the room at the annual meeting. Tons and tons of energy, a lot of excitement about what we want to do moving forward and what we have accomplished the prior year. And I think more than any, not more than anything, but one of the things that truly stands out to me is the energy that's in the atmosphere when we do attend the IMA annual meetings. It really does help motivate and encourage when other people can see and witness the testimony of friends or people who look just like them, ordinary people, who have really just took this mastermind principle and soared. That really and truly helps motivate people.
Yeah.
And that's what I think one of the significant reasons why people should attend the IMA meeting, even if they've never, ever masterminded before.
Yeah, I agree. It is truly a lot of energy in the room. Even I went to our mid-year meeting, and I met some new people, and it was very interesting, and I was so excited, and I wanted to make sure that I was prepared for our annual meeting, and it just helped me stay focused on setting my dreams and goals and being a part of my group. So thank you for joining us this morning, and we wish you a happy and prosperous new year. As Mia Merritt said earlier, she encouraged everyone this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you, dear. Dr. McNeil, is there anyone else with their hand raised before we end our call this morning? Or if anyone have any last-minute comments they want to make?
Yeah, I think Kendi's on. Yeah, Kendi's on, but I'm not sure if she can hear. Kendi, are you can you hear Kendi? She says she's having bad reception, so maybe she's not able to hear us.
Okay. Was there anyone on the call that would like to make any last-minute comments to encourage our callers to join our meeting next Saturday?
I'm going to say this. I want to like to thank Ann McNeil, who threw the first Thomas, who's a schoolmate of mine back at old FAMU. She said,
we can't hear you.
I said, I'd like to thank Ann McNeil, who through my old schoolmate, the Fred Thomas, says, Ann, oh, yeah, this is Rufus. Oh, yeah, yeah. And she looked at me and she said, like my brother, you need to do this. The Fred told me about you and that. I was like, who is this woman? Like, you know what I'm saying? Check it out. Gang recognized gang. People don't like it when people come at them like they come at people. So I was like,
right.
I know this lady on some level, right? But the thing that I want to say is this. I tell my students this.
You got 5 seconds.
Give yourself a chance. Give yourself a chance and be selfish about your future. So if you want to give yourself a chance and you're selfish about really becoming what you want to become, because, you know, some of us already, I will see you next weekend.
Okay. Thank you.
And y'all,
all
please register, because I'll be working the registration table. And please register, register, register.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you all for joining us this morning, and look forward to seeing you all on Saturday.
Bye.
Have a great
have a wonderful day, everyone. Hello.